Hi, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, we're here to discuss all the goings on in Apple, and man, has there been a good week. I reckon, actually, Apple had all of this stuff lined up for the keynote next Monday, and some junior's got really pissed off because he hasn't had his internship renewed or something like that, and he's just smashed it all on the website. Just because, why would you release all this shit the week before a keynote? Never mind. Joining me to fathom out what the hell has been going on down at Cupertino, a lustrous panel. Start us off, top left, Doc in the dark.
Why am I in the dark?
We're just wearing black top, black background.
This is not black top, like... this is the real deal.
No, it's a black top. It's a black top with a red badge, surely. Mm.
Oh, God, it's probably called charcoal grey or something.
Strangely enough, it's kind of cold here.
And they were having a go about my tissue earlier. Jesus.
I wasn't having a go.
What you
I
been
had
up?
Nothing to say about your tissue.
What you been up to, brother?
Busy going, you know, just going. This is the best I can explain it. I've just been super busy, but I'm getting it. Awesome. Getting after it. I'm with Patrice. I missed most of the news. And then somebody said, hey, are you getting new product X we're going to talk about in 2 minutes? And I was like, what? Yeah. So.
Okay. So you don't know anything at all about it. So are we going to go around the whole panel and no one knows anything?
I know what I wanted to know, which is, you know, I won't give out any details, but I did know about that. But that's all I do.
All right. Okay. Next to him, Jeffrey.
Damn it.
So... am I correct in assuming that here I am, the guy that's not even a tech journalist anymore, is the only person that was actually up on top of all the announcements?
Yep.
You're on top of everything.
Well, you know.
Top and sometimes bottom.
But, you know, you got to mix it up.
So yep. How's it going there, mate?
It's going all right. And I'm assuming you need your weekly Boulder weather report.
Boulder weather, please. Yes.
Winter is gone and it's overcast and it's going to be a little bit rainy today, but our winter is done. We might get a little bit more snow, but our cold days are behind us now.
Excellent news.
Yeah, but it would have been nice to have more snow. We need the water.
Next to him, the smartest man in podcasting, Chuck Joyner, on his lunch. How you doing, bro?
Wow. I'm doing great. That's quite a designation. I'm not sure what I did to deserve that, but I'll take it.
You always turn up, because you do this during your lunch hour, and you've come straight from the office, you always turn up impeccably dressed. I mean, you've seen your caricature, mate.
Yes, that's true.
You're in
that's
a fantastic tie and jacket, because you are the smartest man in podcasting. You don't do it for your own, but you do it for everyone else's.
Well, at least if I've got you convinced, then I'm happy.
Have you been well, sir?
I've been great. I'll give you a weather report here. We had about 2 inches of rain last night, so the golf courses are soggy.
Right.
And that's all there is.
Not a lot of roll.
No, a lot of plug ball roll.
Yeah. Great you're getting the sticks out, though, mate. Superb. I wish I could join you.
Really. One of these days, we will tee it up on the same course.
Yeah, absolutely. Come over, I'll get you around on the Brabazon. Next to him, Patrice.
Yeah, it's really, really nice here. I just wanted to add my weather report.
Because yeah,
why
cool.
not?
Well, you don't really give a stuff about the weather, do you? Because
no,
you've got some good news.
Oh, yes, I do. I got a WWDC ticket.
You're so excited you can't even get it out.
He's going to pay for it, but I didn't care. I was like, either I'm going and I'm going to take the days off, or I'm going and the company pays for it, but I'm going.
Well, you develop for the company. They've got to pay you. It's legitimate business expense, isn't it?
Well, I'm not technically a developer, but I'm still in charge of quite a few technical things. And just based on like the value we got out of it last year, that was like more, it paid for itself. So this is more like political internal crap than like anything else.
Cool.
So we'll see. I mean,
and you were in Germany last time, weren't you?
No, I was here last
were
time.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah, I went to WWDC last year, so definitely.
Yeah, we even got to hang out for a little while, which was really awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and I did a live show even from the floor, so.
You came and you did. You come on, and we need to do that again, though, if you're there.
Yes, we will make that happen. I'll try to find a little bit quieter corner this time if I can.
Well, just take something that's a little bit more of a condensed, you know, a nice localized microphone and stuff mm-hmm. everyone else.
Oh, maybe I'll do that. Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Just no portrait video. Jesus. Can't be doing that. And last, but by no means last, a terrible twosome, Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
We come as a pair.
William Green, how you doing, mate?
Hello, old chap.
Are you keeping well?
Yeah, I'm a little bit cold. We're still sort of early spring, aren't we? And it's a little bit chilly, so I've just popped down and turned the heating on.
I'm going to get email soon about the Mac weather reporting, so we need to start knocking on that on the head. Now, Greeny, you've had a rare old week, haven't you?
Have I?
Yeah, for some reason Skype wants me to put an emoji on, and now it's going to go. You've launched a Mac bite size or something, haven't you?
Oh yeah, but so British Mac. Normal. Hopefully there should be one coming out tonight, or it'll probably be tomorrow. But I'm trying to do sort of I love doing British Mac, and it takes me a day. So I miss it. So I thought, well, a plan might be to do a shorter sort of bite-sized version or British Mac Mini. And do that on an almost sort of daily basis, which I've been doing. And it's quite fun because it keeps me well on top of the news. And the news this week has been, there's a lot, isn't there, when it comes to
Apple through today, so let's not mess around. And Mr. Rickards is joining us. How you doing, mate?
I'm very well. Lovely to be here once again. Lovely Friday.
It is.
Everybody loves a Friday, don't they?
Now, you got a one-star review, didn't you, this week? You're a bit unhappy.
Oh, God, yeah, it's one of those things that I've been flying high with my reviews, and it's such a lovely thing when people spend the time to not only give you a star review in what you do, but actually write a comment with it. And I think you can always learn from any sort of feedback. Feedback's golden. And so I had my very first one-star review, but there was no comment, and I thought, right, well, I can either be really upset and do nothing, or I can actually turn this into a bit of a marketing thing and show people how I...
How many other reviews have you had that are 4 or 5 stars?
I've got 120 reviews, star and above.
You focused on one from some wanker.
Well, the thing is, you don't mind one if it was probably an accident. You thought probably one was good, if that makes sense, because some people in some countries...
Mate, you've overthought this, mate. You'll get, mm-hmm. You need to get this out of your system, mate.
But just a jerk out there and let him go.
Yeah, but when there is someone that goes around every YouTube video giving it a thumbs down, and it's just like five million views, 3 million thumbs up, and some tosspots put a one thumb down
just because he can.
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong, but when I worked at Apple, you know, the customers would always get a sort of form to fill in via their email receipt saying how is the person who served you, what was their knowledge like, et cetera, et cetera. And I was very lucky. I was highly regarded, and that's something I always cherish. So to suddenly get a one star on something I put my heart and soul into.
Yeah, but you got his 10 bucks. You got his 10 bucks. Who gives a shit?
Well, that's it. Well, the thing is, he might ask for a refund because you can in 30 days. So,
all right.
Yeah,
but other than that, then, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, Doc will probably second that. Like, as someone who's done YouTube for like almost 10 years at this point, there's always someone who complains about something, and like you just have to get used to it. I mean, I know that feeling all too well. Like, you put everything you have and the best you can do into it, and then some idiot comes in and says, oh, this sucks because blah, 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 doesn't do whatever. And you just have to used to it and ignore it.
Well, thank you. That's
the funny thing about it is you can't, well, it really depends on the company's waiting system, right? So Udemy probably has a decent waiting system where you can get it back to 5, where you get enough reviews that it, you know, weighs that out. But you could have 5,000 five-star reviews and get one star because somebody like you and said is being a jerk or an entitled will, And next thing you know, you will forever have.
I didn't leave that.
It was greeny. It was. I think you've hit it, mate. You've hit the nail on the head. It was greeny, did it?
Like, and it's so dumb. Like, so you got basically 5,000 to 1, and you come up with 4 stars because somehow the people at Stanford that invented Yelp can't add, but they could add how much their mom paid for their degree.
James,
they were asleep in math.
Throw a left hook to your right quickly.
James is like, what's a left hook?
What's a left hook? Yeah.
James, when you get those comments, just ask them how many videos they've done. You know.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I do. That's my
thank you. Very nice to have such lovely people. Thank you.
James is, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, indeed I am.
The week in Apple, all the shit has gone, tons to get through. Where should we start? Let's start with AirPods.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Delivery already pushed back to April. So unless you got in there really quickly, then fine. Siri is coming, the new H chips in there, which is great. And there's a wireless charging case, which is $80.
Yeah.
Moly holy.
It's $20 extra, I think, if you buy new AirPods, but if you want to use the old ones, then stupid expensive.
So so here we go then. Hit or miss with the upgrade on this, fellas, because I think there is a discussion to have about whether this is a necessary upgrade, because, I mean, Jesus, Hey Siri is not worth an extra $50, which is wireless charging.
You're paying for the new chip. Plus, you're paying for that whole wireless charging element that they put in the case. And apparently, those are not cheap.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. But that's why the Apple Pencil 2 costs so much more than the original Apple Pencil. It's that wireless charging element.
Mm. It's not just the copper, because everyone says that, oh, well, the part itself is this amount, the part itself is that amount. You do have to pay this thing they call licensing fees. So that also makes a difference. It adds to the price. But then I think, honestly, I don't know if it's a need want thing, because these are still great. Only thing that I would really want the new one for is, and it's hard to tell because the reviews are going to be very slanted. If you like Apple and Apple-oriented things, people are going to say they sound great. People that love to hate Apple and, oh my God, they failed, they're going to say they sound like crap, like what happened with the original reviews that came out. But having, you know, got mine, I love the way they sound. And I actually consider myself somewhat of an audiophile. I mean, my family sold high-end stereo equipment for 35 years. I listen to Bowers and Wilkins. I have Modon Short speakers sitting right here. I have a tube amp that I use to listen to you lot. So, yeah, I'm not your average, like, oh, Beats sound wonderful. Beats sound like crap. And to me, these are great. They're not Bowers and Wilkins, but for what they are at $150, they're quite amazing. So, yeah, like, I'm afraid this one is going to get slapped around a lot. But if I were to lose mine, I wouldn't not buy the $199 version.
I would say,
whether I want to upgrade directly or not, it's I would have done it already if I'm not going to San Diego next
I think that's the important point. Those, I mean, it doesn't look like a massive upgrade, but if you don't have them, and they are already popular from what we're starting to see them everywhere, and Apple is basically selling out on them all the time. There are a decent improvement, I would say, on the design. I mean, a little bit more range, more battery power, or talk time, which, I mean, we've complained on this show about that they basically run out if you're doing like a live show. At the end, you're pushing it. So I think it's a worthwhile improvement. Whether you want to upgrade or not, I think just depends on how old are your AirPods and do you really need the few extra features that you get.
I think the AirPods are the best product that Apple's released in the last 2 years.
Yeah, wholeheartedly agree with that comment, and so much so that, like I said, I'm not considering upgrading because they do such a great job for my use, and they've been doing a great job for the year or so I've had them now. But it's good to see that obviously they've upgraded them for people who don't have them. Obviously, it's a good opportunity to get ready, and also probably this is an indication that AirPower 1 might actually come out if they're prepared to now offer the wireless case. So we may see that at some point as well. But yeah, I think if you've not got any, then why not jump on? If you do have some, by the way, I think CEX, that's a secondhand sort of company here in the UK, are offering about £93 if you trade your AirPods in. So you probably get just under £100 back if you trade your old AirPods in.
Apple's
so something to think about.
Apple's been awarded the trade name AirPower, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be. Literally, it's going to happen
today.
Right. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out who wants to buy used earpods.
Yeah. There you go.
That I don't get.
Apple has secured the rights to AirPower trademark amid launch rumors, and they reckon that the launch might be this week, or next week on Monday.
Nice.
It's not happening on Monday unless it's a quiet launch, which doesn't seem right.
No, they would have done that.
Monday is not about hardware.
No,
they would have done it this week if they wanted to do that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's it didn't come out this week. It's not coming out on Monday. So
Monday's about TV.
Yeah. Monday's about all the TV shows. The streaming stuff.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do a not Minchi Quo. What's the guy's name? Munster. I thought you were gonna do a Munster and be like, no, they're coming out.
Good old G Munster. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when he stopped asking about the television, I got really worried. You know, like, is something wrong with Gene? Do we need to get someone out there to check up on him, make sure he's okay?
Yeah, no. So what are we thinking then, fellas? Are we saying AirPods are a hit? Well, they're a hit. We've just agreed.
They're a hit, yeah.
But are we saying they're too pricey?
No. They're the same price, really. They're a go. The upgrades warrant the upgrade price. They're absolute go. But similar to the watch, but maybe even more so, these have too good at themselves. These are so fantastic that I don't even feel the slightest itch to upgrade it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though I get better power and longer range. The range is from the pocket to the head, so that's okay. You know?
It's got a lot to go through with you, mate.
The only issue I've ever had the only issue I've ever had is if I connect them to my Apple Watch and I put my hands behind my back, then they sometimes cut out. Which is probably because my body is.
What are you doing with the hands behind the back?
I just did that, and or if you're on a run, it can happen.
You crazy sack of water.
Yep.
And you know, I think that this is going to be a theme that's going to go through this conversation. These are a really good product. They're an iteration on an already good product, already great product.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that that comment's going to come up from one of us sooner or later on everything we're going to discuss today. So is it a critical upgrade? If you really need the S lady to be summoned out of thin air for you, then it is. But otherwise, wait till your existing AirPods burn out, or until you just decide you have disposable cash and want to go and contribute.
There is an elephant in the room to talk about, which is the fact that there's an awful lot of people and there's more than a mild incidence of people complaining about no charging. Muller has had two lots that are not charging properly. Lee Peterson's had two lots that are not charging properly. And there's quite a few people around BTN who said that my AirPods don't charge properly. And I said it's got to be a bad batch, but Muller's gone back and had a set, and then he's gone back and had another set months later. And he's like, that can't be a batch issue because that'd be a massive batch for a start. There is recall level, I would, because if you look at the incidence of what we see in BTN, there is a recall level at there where once we've got three or four people, that's a big number.
The curious thing is, it seems to be like if a person has a bad batch and they get a new one, it's still bad. So I'm almost wondering like what the real whether there's another reason behind it. I mean, I don't know.
They're holding it wrong.
Be broken. We don't know.
You're holding your AirPod charger wrong.
Muller,
it could be the chip in their phone, maybe. Because that's what you primarily connect to.
No, it's a charging issue.
There's connectivity issues and charging issues. But the charging issue one seems to be the worst one.
And what are they plugging it into? That's a good question.
I guess. I mean, it's curious that the people, as I said, the people that had an issue have had it consistently even through multiple batches. And nobody else I've heard seems to have that issue. I mean, if it was random, it should at least happen to everyone at random. And like one batch is bad and you get a new one, it works.
Yeah. I know what Christensen would say. Christian would say only Apple supported charging devices because the MFI game is just super messed up. And we have no proof of this, but I swear it seems anecdotally, all of my friends that ever tell me that they're having problems with their battery, I go, well, how do you charge it? They show me some cable with LED lights that, you know, spiral while they're charging. And I was like, yeah, you should have just used the white one or the anchor. Because anything other than that, I won't put in my phone. As simple as that.
I can anecdotally back you up on that.
Point here from Rob in the chat room. Is it because they've got non-conductive ear holes?
A distinct possibility.
Deepan has gone to airpower.com, and he says that's a rather interesting website.
Yeah, I know it. It's not.
Don't do it.
Airpower.com.
Yeah, it's literally just a word in it.
Welcome to Alentus.
Yeah.
What the hell's Alentus? Is that a company?
Ferrari.
So someone's bought it. They've registered it, and someone's bought it. And they're hoping Apple's going to pay them $1 million for it.
So they're a squatter.
Yeah.
Either that, or it's one of those third... Well, actually, no. Apple would just own it... right now they would just own it because they have already announced the product. So,
So Alentus.com goes to SharePoint website, ASP.NET and PHP hosting, from $8.95 per month.
And
we've already spent way too long on this.
It's owned by James Henry Air Power Information Services. He's in Pennsylvania.
Chuck, knock him round. Go round. Beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
I'm very dead.
Yeah, Chuck, you want me to send you his phone number and an email? Sure, I can dox this guy, but I'm not going to.
Am I going to get in trouble? Well, I'm going to send the Chuck round.
And you don't want that.
Give me a minute. I'll try to get him on the phone and we'll have him on the show.
I'm laughing because Muller got really defensive and told me to get stuff because he's charging them with an iPhone charger. But that wasn't the point. I didn't say him. I said a lot of people probably charged him with MFI cable.
He's not well. He's a bit sensitive, mate. He's not here today. He's on. He's at home because he didn't feel well. So
He's just mad because I wore my mink jacket.
Yeah, no. If he was here, he'd be going mental. Bouncing off the walls. Great. And plus, don't forget.
Well, get well soon, Mr. Muller.
Hasn't Blues been fined 9 points or something?
Yeah.
For the bloke punching the bloke in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Bad news. New iPad mini this week.
I didn't see that one coming.
All the reviews. No, yeah, I thought they'd kill that line off, actually, I have to say.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about all of that is the fact that it supports the original Apple Pencil, which again I find absolutely bizarre because I thought Apple would be chucking them in the bin by now, making room for number two. But I guess if you've got all this stock and you've got obviously the iPad mini chassis hanging around, why not make them work for you? I mean, obviously it has True Tone display, which is obviously a bit of an upgrade if you like that type of thing. And obviously schools will like the iPad mini at that price point and things like that. So it's really interesting. As most people said on the panel already, we weren't expecting it really at all.
I think it's simply Apple did the minimal upgrade they could, like both on the iPad Air and also on the iPad Mini line.
Those minimal upgrades are pretty significant. Works as the first one.
Oh, they're significant from where the iPad Mini was, but that would be too hard. That wouldn't be too hard to me.
Exactly.
But very good though, all the same, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that it supports Apple Pencil 1 instead of Apple Pencil 2 does not surprise me. Apple, I think, is holding the new Apple Pencil as a differentiator for the Pro iPad line. Also, you have to change the design of the iPad Mini to support it, and you'd have to bump the price up to put the inductive charging into the case.
You would have to upgrade it to the new design with do you even have a space where you can charge it?
So it's £399 if you want to get one at the basic level. 64 gig is the starting point of these, which I think is brilliant because that's kind of the level. Bryony's, you know, got a 16 gig one. It pisses her off no end. She has to take stuff off and put it on, but she does make loads of videos and walk around taking pictures with it. But so 64 gig would do her down to the ground. £399 is a good price. And I think I think this has been done for the kids. The Apple have realized there's a need to get kids into computing early. And you quite happily chuck this at a five-year-old who wanted to go on and just play something and hope they get into educational stuff with it or things like that. But it's interesting as well that it's a finger recognition. There's no face recognition on it, is it, at all? That's kept the price down.
I think it's education and kids. It's also businesses. I see iPad minis, in healthcare. Restaurants have them. I think that the size, simply if you're really carrying them around, is also like an asset. So I've seen them in like the pet store over here, for example.
But at the processing power that they've got, actually, I would seriously think about carrying a mini around just to do demonstration videos and stuff like that on it. Mm-hmm. The power's there to do all the things that I'd need to do. I don't need to lug a big iPad around with me, and it runs perfectly.
Yeah.
And what I found so interesting is so many of the reviewers were saying this was their favorite iPad form factor. And yet nobody's been clamoring about this one for a long time. And I will point out that on the last time I was here, I picked the Bridge keyboard for the iPad Mini 4. And it looks like, from everything I can see, that that keyboard will fit the 5. You put those two items together and you've got a dynamic little tablet that really is a productivity machine.
Yeah, Deep Pan saying iPad Mini with the crayon pen, would that be good for education? I think that's a good show.
Perfect. Oh, absolutely.
Really? That's a good show.
Yeah.
And 100%. I believe it does support the Logitech crayon.
Yeah, it does, It does.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Gordon Christensen,
Okay. my iPad Mini was my favorite iPad, says Redneck. And iPad Mini with crayon pen, goodbye. I haunt you, from Oli Gunnar Solskjaer. Didn't know Oli listened to the show. You look like him, Patrice. Is that you?
No.
Right, okay.
Patrice can't spell Oli Gunnar Solskjaer.
No, it's not forget it.
But did you just swear? Did you just swear, Patrice?
No, I didn't say anything.
I thought you said the F word. That's okay then.
No.
Ooh, controversial.
No, I can't.
He's German. It would be the PH word. I'm in Phoenix. He's in Arizona.
It's actually also an F word.
I've got to say, I'm seriously tempted because like the kids are always going on, particularly Bryony going on about she wants a new iPad because hers is cracked because she dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, $399, that's doable. We could buy that for her. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pick something $399 that you didn't really want, so he has to think about it and then get the kid pissed off at him.
Why?
But he's a dad.
I'm going to buy it. He's going, Dad, I'm going to restart. I've got no space on it, man. You're a crap dad.
You're a crap dad.
new iPad Air.
Yes.
iPad Air.
I just bought one.
But here's the thing, right? New iPad Air, but when you click the link, it says page cannot be found.
What? Really?
Yeah, look.
One second. So
when you go to iPads on the British store and then go to iPad Air and click on it says...
Mine works.
It's an April Fool's joke?
The page you're looking for can't be found. Yeah, that's what they did. They made sure that they knew my DNS so that they could actually make sure that...
I'd say mine's working, mate.
You can't talk about it on the show. No, it works.
Mine works.
Now, if you click on... Oh, no, if you click on buy, it works.
I click on buy. Yeah.
That's
so here
funny.
We go. iPad Air 479 for Wi-Fi with 64 gig of RAM. That's a really good buy as well. Again, it's only thumb recognition, isn't it? It's not. Yeah. We're not going for face recognition on it, but I think that's top draw, mate. And the Air's a good form factor as well.
Yeah, I think this is the, like, if the iPad Mini doesn't cut it for you in business or in education, this is the one you would get.
In terms of crunch, has this got a lot more crunch than for processing, but not far short or close to?
This is what, an A12X processor?
Yeah. So it's got plenty in there.
Yeah, it's the same processor they put in the Mini.
Right.
Yeah.
A12 Bionic. Okay, there we go. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. But be warned, it's only 1080p video. Ewan. So if you're looking for the 4K video, you're going to have to go pro.
No,
which makes sense. Like most people at that size, most people don't read.
Greeny, you woke up there and delivered a question. Go on.
What I was going to say is going through the sort of the weekly news and stuff. Yeah, my nurse wheeled me back into the room and said, it's about time you said something. Which is rather nice. But I got rather confused because isn't it like five or six versions of the iPad?
Well, that was exactly my next point. Is the iPad, it's a crap lineup now, I think. I think there are massive overlaps.
There's four.
There's five.
Technically five if you count two sizes of iPad. There's iPad Pro, two sizes, AirPad Mini. That's technically four if you're not counting two sizes of Pro.
Well, I'm counting two sizes of Pro.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's Pro, Pro, Air, Pad, Mini. That's five, not six.
Yeah. I feel like the lineup makes more sense now.
It's clearer now.
You think it's clearer now?
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
They have hard defining lines between what each one can do.
Yeah, I think they dropped the non-Pro 10.5-inch, which was confusing with the Pro, what was it, 10.5 or 11-inch or whatever that was now?
Yeah.
So I think it's clearer now. Like, you have two on the Pro line that are clear screen sizes. You have the Air, and you have the Mini. And nothing
else. How is it clearer to have five iPads, which are pretty much... all the same, one is slightly bigger than the others.
The only thing they share in common, Greeny, is the word iPad. There's a huge difference between an A12X, an A12, an A10, and a mini size A12. That is the defining factor. Let's just start there. And then we'll go to Touch ID versus Face ID, which is not that big a deal on an everyday basis. But, I mean, the chip alone is very big difference, right? Yeah. So... Yeah.
But who gives the monkeys? I don't care about what chip it's inside it.
The market is not for you then. Then it's not for you. The market is for people who have had iPads that need to replace them now because they tend to...
Hold on. Wait a minute. I got an iPad Mini and it works perfectly and I haven't got a clue what chip is inside it. Nor do I care.
Well, I'm confused now. You're saying I'm confused. So you've got iPad Mini, an iPad... then an iPad Air, then an iPad Pro. I get the fact we've got an iPad Pro and iPad Air. What's the normal iPad then? Is that an iPad Mini? No, it's not. It's a bigger one.
So there's the 12.9-inch iPad Pro. There's an 11-inch iPad Pro. Then there's the iPad Air, the iPad,
10.5,
and the iPad 9. Mini.
Now, so is the iPad the same?
Discussion about the Mac?
There
is a
same
discussion, because Apple just aligned their whole product lines between Mac and iPad so that the naming is exactly the same.
Yes. That's something, if you listen to the interview with, I think it was with Relay FM, with the product manager of the iMac, I'm guessing we're going to get to that anyway later. Something Apple seems to be doing is they are basically providing an iPad at every size and price point. So you can say, I need a small iPad. That's the iPad Mini. You can say, I want a cheap iPad, but it should have a different, a certain size. That's probably going to be the Air. I don't know why the other Air iPad is there. It's like size-wise in the middle between Pro and
And it's and £319 as opposed to £399 for the iPad Mini.
So that's probably the cheapest one you can get. Or you say, well, I need the Pro features. Like, I need more power. I need wireless charging. I need the whatever. Like, those are usually like people like us who know what they're talking about. And they for the Pro line is for them. And it's, I would say, relatively clear for most people in which category they fall. They don't have to know what the chip is, actually. Most people don't care. Most people don't know.
No.
But they can just look at it and say, this is what I want to spend, and this is the size I want.
The reason why that there's the 9.7 iPad is because they need a kind of loss leader, if you will, and the Mini is too small. Mm-hmm. But also, when you look at things like POS systems, right? Mm-hmm. On anywhere you go nowadays, you'll find a POS system. They will spiral around an iPad, a large Samsung, or a Surface Pro. Surface Pro is more expensive than this. And the Samsung doesn't give the features that people want or doesn't have that special little square type thing. So if you look at Square, ShopKeep, Clover, QuickBooks, I can name you about 20 different POS systems that work solely on the 9.7 iPad. Not where you have waiters walking around with a Mini, but I mean on the table, spiral around. I want you to go to the store this weekend and count 9.7-inch iPads on retail store desk. And say, oh, they shouldn't make this because I don't need it. Look at the market, folks. They are out there. They are out there in droves.
Fair enough.
What are iPad what? Say again.
iPad 9.7s. Well, you live in where sheep, like, smell each other. But if you go to a normal retail store, the 9.7-inch iPad, clean Jane, all-American iPad, is all over retail counters, all it over is. The place. In my neighborhood, which is small, there's about 20 shops. I don't think there's a single shop here, minus Starbucks, that doesn't have an iPad regular sitting on the desk.
I think you're missing the point, though. I mean, nobody gives a monkeys in some senses. There should be just two versions, a Mini and an iPad. And that's
you're 100%
it. Having
right,
five of the same
you
things.
You own the second
ridiculous.
Richest company in the planet.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying the CEO obviously knows what he's doing. They're still up there. Jeff Bezos kind of smacked them around a little bit. But, I mean, you can't say that Tim's out of his lot when they're still killing it after all of these years. And then you're like, I'm sitting in sheepdom, and I think they should only make two. I mean, that point is mute.
That's not right. I mean, I don't agree. I really genuinely don't. It reminds me, I put this in a tweet or something or other, it reminds me of the Scully days now, to go from one iPad, okay, then go to have an iPad, an iPad Mini, that's fine, so there's two, but now we've got five, and it confuses people when they walk into the store, even the Apple chaps, and I'm still sort of in touch, it confuses that out of them as well. Absolutely blooming ridiculous. Why on earth do you need five versions? So sort of functionally, they do all exactly the same thing.
They do not. The not even close. No, so take an iPad Mini and make it do what my Pro can do. And I have an iPad Pro and an iPad Air, so I just bought two because I don't need it. They do two
well, obviously so, yeah.
So, so Deep Pants put, so why introduce the Air instead of just updating the iPad? Then you have two sizes of iPad Pro and two sizes of standard iPad.
And Patricia that's because they need that lower price point.
Correct.
Thank
they need
you.
A cheap
price
point.
It's called
point
a loss leader.
Worlds and or businesses.
Yep.
It's
so
not
that's
a loss
why
leader.
We still have a 9.7-inch iPad, and it has a little bit lower specs, so it can have a lower price point. And there you go. Yeah. And the product naming matches up with
I mean,
the Mac
entry
now.
Level point, then okay. Not loss leader. Yeah, they definitely make money, but it's the entry point for someone who doesn't really want to spend a lot, but they want an iPad. They want an ecosystem product that is the easy slide. And you just said it yourself about buying either like a Mini or iPad for the daughter, right? That's what it's for.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But it's also for education and for retail market. That's where they shy.
Or you're buying 100,000 of those because then the $30 or whatever the price difference is now definitely makes a difference.
And it lets people get in at a different level. I mean, that's something that Apple's drawn so much criticism for, which I don't think any of us agree with, that they need to, they keep saying we need to enter, or somebody, the pundits keep saying they need to introduce lower cost. Well, no, they don't. They're making this affordable. They're still maintaining their profile not a luxury device, but a higher performing device, but they're keeping it affordable in a different way compared to some of the others.
Greeny's woken up, stung the bear on the arse, and he's gone back to sleep now.
I just think we need two models, and that's it.
Okay.
Forget all the processors, all the. We just need an iPad and an iPad Mini, and all the rest is rubbish. I reckon Doc is only upset because he's got his iPad Pro and spent a lot of money on it, and he's thinking, "Oh shit."
No, my iPad Pro.
Did I really need to buy this?
iPad Pro is so dope that I can use it as my notebook. I no longer own a notebook because if you ever get to play with an A12X and see what it can do, that thing is freaking amazing. It is probably one of the greatest products that they've made in years that they won't get a lot of credit for because unless you understand what that processor is doing, it's just an iPad doing stuff. But when you understand what that processor is doing, that is a feat. That is like, you know, some 6'4" dude scrolling himself up into a suitcase on This Is Incredible, the Yogi Kudu.
You're just getting bitter because you've bought some old school technology now. And you're thinking about bugging.
Spend money on all kind of shit.
It's also something that usually happens with mature markets. I mean, if you look at what Apple is doing, even on the Apple Watch, there were two Apple Watches at the beginning. Now they're selling, I don't know how many different versions, just different price points and different features.
In the beginning, there was Apple Watch, which was stainless steel.
Oh, you're right.
Apple Watch Sport, and then Apple Watch Crazy Expensive.
Gold.
Because it was the gold one.
So much gold.
Yeah.
So they rolled out with three models at two sizes each.
Yeah, you're right.
And so that was, you know, that... Yeah. And they... Actually, they have streamlined since then.
It's true. It was a bad example then.
Yes. To Greeny's theory, we should still be rocking an SE30.
I think I've touched a nerve there. I think I've touched a nerve.
Stop no, you touching touch the guy that still uses BlackBerry, so let's just, you know.
Ooh.
No, I've definitely touched a nerve.
Greeny still wants SCSI.
SCSI drive or zip drive.
Yes.
We need a zip drive anymore. He has a
zip drive is what we need.
I got some zip drives I need you to get some data off of.
No, IMAX, come on. Just let's get to the IMAX. Let's do IMAX. Come on.
James is running the show, clearly. So Apple drive. I was ready to move as well, though. Apple drive. I'm only moving because I wanted to move, not because you told me to. Apple drops prices on MacBook Air and Mac Mini SSD upgrades and lowers the cost of 64 gig RAM for the Mac Pro. Price drops across the board unless you're in the UK.
Oh, interesting, Ewan. I didn't know that. I knew about the price drops. I wasn't sure that it was across the board.
Well, it's Brexit, isn't it, mate?
Oh, Jesus Christ. How disappointing.
Oh.
Windrider said, who made the decision to say that SCSI was pronounced SCSI? Why wasn't it pronounced sexy? Because there's no E? I'm just saying.
Nice.
Mind you, that's I mean, fair, you say impression. SCSI, there's no U either.
Well, at the time, I don't think the world was ready for a product to be called sexy. Now you can get away with it. At the time, that wasn't going to go down.
So if you want the 256 SSD storage, it's standard. But if you want to go to the 512, it's only $200 upgrade. And 1.5 terabytes is now only $900 upgrade. So,
yeah, but it looks like they've only changed the high end, like the 1.5 terabyte sizes.
Well, that's down 100. The 512 SSD is at 400, which is no change, as you say. So yeah, it's down $100. Yeah. Entry-level Mac Mini series, there's high-end stuff gone on that as well, the 2-terabyte SSD, and $200 off the 2-terabyte SSD and the Mac Mini SSD options, yeah.
Yeah, so you're only paying now $1,100 for a 1.5 terabyte SSD on the Mac Mini.
Yeah.
Sorry, on the MacBook.
Have they dropped the Fusion Drive now then? Is it all purely SSD?
No.
Fusion Drive still available.
You can still get
a spinning hard drive in some of the iMacs, I think.
Yes, like that is true.
Spinning.
Cool.
I think we are going in the purely SSD direction, aren't we?
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's all I have to say on the matter.
Greeny, I know you tweeted about this on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we were going to get an iPod Touch, a new one.
Yeah. Well,
it went conspicuously quiet after that, though.
That's not true. We got new colors for iPhone cases and Apple Watch bands.
Whoop. Yeah, the season. Tis the season.
The seasonal refresh for the bands. Yep. Yeah.
Spring colors. I got that somewhere. But Greeny, you were gutted because you wanted this, didn't you?
Well, iPod Touch, I think, is a great little device. For those who have got an old phone and don't want to spend £1,000 on an iPhone 10 and stuff like that. And I thought they're quite reasonable, really. So, yeah. But I think it'll come. I mean, they were clearing the decks ready for Monday, weren't they? And I expected, and so did a lot of the rumour mill, expected an iPod Touch to be released this week. But I sort of got the feeling that Apple had worn themselves out a little bit. But it would be nice to see an iPod Touch available again that offers all of the benefits of an iPhone without having to pay silly money for a contract and all that.
Is this still a viable product, or is it end of days
okay,
for iPod?
I got to ask this from dead seriousness. Do you hear yourself? In the iPad, it's dumb because they have five and there's too many, right? In the phone iPod category, because technically iPod was converted to phones, you know, in a certain sense, they have more than five, but you want them to add one more because it's what you want. Do you hear yourself? Wait, do you just at all?
I've really annoyed you, haven't I? You can see it. It's so easy to wind you up.
It's not a wind up. That's called passion, bro.
I think that's
a
failure.
Wound up at all. I could give a pH, but I'm just saying. Like, do you hear yourself at all? It's just hilarious.
Am I the only one who thinks that this?
Okay.
Thanks, Wind Rider. I love you.
Sorry, say again, Chuck.
Am I the only one that thinks the iPod Touch makes perfect sense for a new video service?
Go on, talk your theory. Go on,
It's a video device. So, and if you have Wi-Fi, you know, this is the perfect thing to get kids, to get people that don't have a phone on the go onto this new video service. I think this could be the one piece of hardware we might see Monday in conjunction with it. I just think it's perfect.
So actually, Monday's an iPod launch.
That
would be really cool. Chuck, you are a savant, mate, if that happens.
The only hole in that theory, Chuck, is America and many people already have, like, moms going around screaming about too much screen time, which is just an argument I absolutely hate. I just hate it because I think it's dumb. But, you know, there's people that go all around screaming about too much screen time. And if they make a device that's quote-unquote for the kids to absorb more video, they're just asking for it.
Maybe so. But, you know, I feel like there's a market for something like this. I'm not sure who the market is, but, you know, we all point to kids because it's a lower price point and the kids are kind of hard on these devices. But
I'm just gobsmacked that Apple haven't killed it off and tried to push it to a low-end iPad Mini, but I do see the merit in the fact that my daughter would love it, and especially if you're saying it's a YouTube-oriented posting device or some kind of happening video, ease of upload and edit kind of stuff. Absolutely, she would love that.
Marwood, my little boy, he had it was I gave it him. It was an iPod Touch, and he absolutely loved it. And obviously, I didn't want to buy him a phone, so I bought it. Well, it was mine. I gave it to him, and he absolutely loved it. And I think, as a parent of a young child, well, two young children, it's a really good option to keep your kids from having a phone, but giving them all of the, you know, they can still play their games and everything else. I think there is a key place for the iPod Touch in this universe.
Yeah, we keep hearing about how kids don't use the phones, you know, they just don't. So why not give them a device that is Wi-Fi capable? That way you don't have any contracts, and now you've got this big, beautiful screen. It can play games at some level. That would depend on, you know, what the power is in this device. But it would, and it would put everything in a younger person's hands that they want. They want a texting device. You, and to your point, they want a YouTube posting device or an Instagram posting device. This is perfect.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's shockingly insightful, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't even thought of that. Was that insightful? Yeah. If it's shocking, it's Chuck.
Dude, mate, this section of the show is going to go viral on Monday.
About 10 what does that 8. Do for people like me that, okay, Emma has my 7 Plus, because when I bought the iPhone 10, everybody else was phoned up on new phones, so Emma got the 7 Plus. Like, that's what I do with the old ones, and prior to that, she had the 6 Plus, you know, and then she's going to have a 10 in, like, say, 6 months. So, like, what's wrong with just passing down the phone? I put in a chip that, you know, turn off the service on it so it stay activated, it still works. But, you know what I mean? I move the new chip to my new phone, and then I buy the $10 dummy chip and tell them don't put anything on it. Or T-Mobile basically gives them out for damn near free. It's like 10 bucks. But they give you, like, 2 megs of data.
Deep like, pan, sorry.
Passing down the phone.
Windrider's put in the chat room, I use my 6th generation iPod Touch to test the water, if you like, when I get a new iOS update. So it's his test bed to see whether he wants to update to the new iOS device. So that's a kind of an expensive way of doing it, but yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, let me respond to that, because I think you make a great point. But more and more of us, I'm one, and I don't know who on the panel is, we don't buy our phones outright anymore. We're on that upgrade plan so that we get a new one every year if we want, or 2 years. So we don't have phones to hand down anymore. And so, and if they're pushing us in that direction.
You're saying that, I'm going to say at the end of 2 years, you do what with the phone?
I sell it. I mean, and now I don't have to even do that, because now I just get a new phone every year because I'm on that upgrade plan. So I have the option to do the upgrades. I don't own my phone. I can buy it out if I want, but I don't have to own my phone. So, you know, once I made that initial investment, I just keep it rolling.
Yeah, I switched to upgrade plan now too, but yeah, I don't know. I was just wondering about, because that's what most people do with them, as far as I know. And most of my friends, anecdotally, they give it to their kids and then get the next phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, interesting. iMac Pro updated with 256 gig of RAM, Radeon Pro Vega 64 graphics options, as well as. And also a refresh of the iMac lineup in full stop, boys. So what do we think to that? It seems to be a core, a processor bump and a graphics bump, doesn't it?
Yeah, and depending on what iMac you have, you might even jump a processor generation, because Apple is offering, I think, as an upgrade, the latest generation, basically just released from Intel, the 9th generation.
The 8 cores, 9th generation, 3.6, which is turbo boost to 5 gigahertz, which is a hell of a speed for an iMac now. Really, really, really good. Would warrant an update. Well, again, warrant an update if you've got an old iMac, let's face it. But I'm really excited about the graphics card. It's a graphics card I'm excited about. The Vega.
God damn.
Sorry, finish off your sentence, James.
Sorry, guys. It's a Radeon Pro 48 with the 8 gig of RAM, a graphics card I'm excited about. And this is obviously the first time that I would move from an actual portable computer to a fully fledged iMac. So I'm really excited about this, and I've been waiting for Apple to spec bump the iMac, and it's perfect for me, really. I wish it was an NVIDIA, but it isn't. But I can certainly do a lot more with a Vega graphics card than I can with the mobile chipset I've got in my current 2018 MacBook Pro 15.
Cool.
Sure.
Doc, your point.
Yeah. So James said what I was going to say. The only thing that I would have changed, and I'm not going to poo-poo the Radeons, the 580s and the 575s are pretty dope, but I wish it was NVIDIA, because a lot of the new stuff use the NVIC codecs. So for instance, like my streaming thing, my OSB, basically what Ewan's doing right now, like if you could do that with OSB with the new setup, you get the use a lot more video processing out of the chip, and so therefore it puts less tax on your machine, and Wirecast will probably behave a lot better if they support that NVIC, which is a dedicated streaming codec that is in NVIDIA cards. So that is the only thing that I would change. But having gone to a 27-inch fully loaded iMac like two cycles in a row, this is literally one of the best underrated computers that they make. This thing is a beast. Like, I bought this out of the box with 64 gigs, and it's incredible. Like, I run through Final Cut videos like snap, 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 snap. You know, like I said, I don't use the notebook anymore. So it's the iPad Pro running LumaFusion to edit videos in 4K. And then also this 27-inch iMac to edit videos in 4K. And it's quite amazing. Like, I don't regret not buying a iMac Pro at all. This thing is incredible.
Windrider's pointed out RAM is also faster. This podcast and all of this is brought to you by TSO Host. We love them to bits. We need you to show your gratitude to them for keeping us afloat, because that's a simple fact of it. Please, please, please get yourselves out onto social media and just tweet out. Am I interrupting someone making the dinner?
No, it's my. I'm trying to kill the microphone. It's my fault. Absolutely my fault. I'm terribly sorry.
Carry on, don't worry. It's never usually you, Greeny, so don't worry. So TSO Host, get yourself out on social media and say, please, thanks for supporting at British Tech at TSO Host, and get out on the social media stuff on Facebook and all that kind of thing, and give them some brand recognition. That is all they want from us, is brand recognition, simple as that, and it's an easy price to pay. We just need the people that listen to the show to go out there and do it, and if you all did it, we would be afloat for a long time to come. Thanks to TSO Host, we really do need them. And thanks also to Wirecast. They give us the great piece of software that's running behind me that does all of the switching and that kind of stuff. And if you've got any kind of club or sports club or religious church, that kind of stuff, Wirecast is great for broadcasting and recording services and that kind of thing. Really, really good. Right, fellas. Thanks also to Hoya, because they give me my fantastic glasses that I love wearing. I went into a bar last night. I was going out with some friends, and I walked into the bar, and this woman just came up to me and said, I love your glasses. Oh, hi, nice to meet you. Yes, cool. Where did you get your glasses?
And you're moving in together on the weekend.
No, oh Christ, no. She wasn't, no, not at all. Not interested in me in the slightest. She just wanted me for my glasses. took me glasses off. She squealed and ran out the door. Right, it's time for the cool things. Start us off, Dr. Octa.
Okay, so I got kind of a cheeky two-parter, and this is really cool. So I was checking out some titling stuff for, you know, the revitalized YouTube channel. And one of the things I come across was this really cool set for making YouTube videos called Tupop. And Tupop is from a company called Stupid Raisins, and they're basically, I think they channel it through the FX Factory store. And I thought, this is pretty amazing. I love the way it looks. I love how simple it is to add these things. But then I was like, but if I get bored of this or I want to change it or edit it, I can change it very easy. So I sent out an email to my buddy James, and I was like, James, you should totally make this or teach how to make this, because this seems great. It seems easy. It's very fantastic, but I think I would want it to be a little bit more custom than that. And then, so if you look on Udemy and James Rickard's course, you can find creating titles for Final Cut Pro on Apple Motion X. And I would say that's probably the better route. Take the time and learn how to do it with Motion so you can make it more custom and do it yourself. And I have kind of told James he should just do what Stupid Razors is doing and charge lazy people $60 a pop and put out, like, you know, 10 little spirals. No, I'm not being nice. I'm dead serious. I think that you could pay for everybody's kids' college if you put out a better version or a similar version to what Stupid Razors is putting out. And then even if you end up in the FX Factory store, which is the default plug-in store. So, I mean, for right now, that Stupid Razors thing is $69. And it does. They have a bunch of various things like that. But it seems like all they're doing is making it in Motion, saving it as a Final Cut template, and then packaging it and selling it. So I would say either buy the Stupid Razor stuff or run through James's course and learn how to do it for yourself. James's course is $13.99 and Stupid Razor's is $60.
It's no different than when apps were doing web apps and then just wrapping them in a bit of cocoa and flogging them.
In a sense, yeah. So yeah. Motion, I never know this until I really ran across James's course, but Motion is how you make Final Cut plugins. So most of these guys selling expensive Final Cut plugins bought a $59 Motion, finished it, packaged it, and then sold it as a Final Cut plugin.
Deep pants.
And I was like, that's genius and dirty at the same time.
Deepan says Doc's being nice to James because he's feeling guilty for leaving a one-star review.
Well, it's very nice. That's very nice of Doc to say that.
Is that your cool thing? Don't know if you got another one, Doc.
No, that was they're it? Both it.
That's like, it.
So
yeah,
you
yeah.
can buy the Stupid Razor things or go to James's course and learn how to do it yourself. I bought the Stupid Razor things for now because I needed it, but I am also going to learn how to do the James way.
Yeah.
Not the James Brown.
Jeff, do you have a cool swing-a-ding?
I certainly do. And also a pick. Doc, I'm sure you are going to back me up on this pick, especially since you've already mentioned it today, LumaFusion. I've been doing all of my video editing in iMovie for a long time just because...
Bad luck, mate.
I had it and it works and it's a nice tool, but then I got turned on to LumaFusion and holy crap, I was done with iMovie. It was like that. LumaFusion is so powerful and it's for video editing tools. It's surprisingly easy to learn and it's really flexible. And so I'm using it on my iPad Pro. I will ultimately end up installing it on my iPhone as well because that's where I will be shooting a lot of video. But holy crap, what a fantastic tool. And it's just so easy to do stuff. And it's much more flexible than using iMovie. And it's a lot less expensive than using Final Cut Pro.
$20. And
yeah, I mean, so my Mac is not a video editing tool anymore. I do all my video work on my iPad.
Excellent, mate.
It's quite amazing.
Excellent.
It is. Doc, have you played with the, it's like a $3 or $5 special FX add-on pack? Is it worth getting?
Yes, I bought the FX pack. Absolutely.
Okay. Then I'll buy it right after the show.
It helps.
And you're all sitting there going, oh, I wish I knew about James's course. Well, if you go to britishnetwork.com/chat and navigate to Friday the 22nd of March, James has helpfully put in there a link to his Udemy lecture on the overview for titles in Motion 5.
It's the least I could do for our viewers.
Download it, do it, and leave a one-star review, please. And then we can watch James cry every week.
So, James, what are you going to do a LumaFusion training?
Hey, mate, well, now you mentioned it.
I know.
I need to get on some of that action, for sure.
Never.
We'll start it this afternoon.
Mr.
Good one, Chuck.
Mr. Chuck, have you got a cool thing for us?
Yeah. this comes from a conversation I had last night at a business function that I came away kind of shocked and horrified. The subject of security came up, and the number of people who were admitting that they either use a weak password or they store their complex passwords on a slip of paper under their keyboard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It just terrified me.
Right.
And this, you remember when VCRs came out and, you know, a certain generation was not bragging but kind of saying they couldn't even set the clock?
Yeah.
That's what I felt like I'd gone back to. So my pick is, for heaven's sake, go out and get a password manager. 1Password is the one I like. It has so many features that are really usable. And the deeper you dig into it, the better it is. But, you know, for heaven's sake, don't be like somebody who can't set their digital clock. Get yourself a password manager and use it. You know, don't just buy it and say that's going to fix it. You've got to learn how to use it. I'm sorry, it takes a little while to learn, but it's not that bad. And it's so you can get about 90% of the benefits you really need from it in very short order. And it just is not that much money when you compare it to what could happen to you if your password to your bank or to your broker or to your credit card gets stolen. Why wouldn't you? So please, folks, you know, if not 1Password, another password manager. But for heaven's sakes, you know, move into the 21st century with the rest of us.
How much is 1Password, mate?
Oh,
$3 a month.
What, Doc?
$3 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I subscribe to the annual plan, so I don't know. But, you know, it's – and I will do a plug for that to you, and if you don't mind.
Girlfriend.
This is a subscription model thing, but this is the kind of – this is – why subscription models are important. This is a piece of software you want updated. If they update it every week, man, that's what you want, because the bad guys are out there updating their stuff on a regular basis, trying to get around things. So you want somebody that's keeping up with this, that is focused on it. And 1Password is it. You know, that's the end of my commercial, but please, nice. For heaven's sake, take care of yourselves.
Yes. And so, Chuck, the $3 a month is if you pay annually. The $5 a month gives you 5 people annually. Okay. Again, that's, you know, sort of based off the annual price. If you have a business, and this is where I find it, where it pains me the most, I still do some consulting here and there, and I got these business cats with really kind of sensitive stuff, right? You know, my other half and I own a real estate company, and sometimes she asks me to help out a fellow realtors. And I go in and all their passwords are like taped to the screen. And I'm like, bro, in a real estate company, like all of Patrice's mortgage information, like it's everything is on your computer. That is the dumbest place for it. So on a business standpoint, if you set one up for teams, it's $4 a month per head, but you also get the family plan for yourself. So you can, you know, take care of your family when you get home. So I think the craziest thing that's happened in the last year, and we should almost dedicate a whole show to it or a large chunk of a show one day, to just go through the subscription model and what types of software they worked for and maybe what type of software that people are still having a hard time with. The advantage to these guys, and what Chuck said, and I'll reiterate it, because the bad guys are changing constantly. These guys need that constant stream of money so that they can develop constantly. You know, they're not developing in a cycle, take their money, then go on vacation for a little bit, then come back in a year and a half and make update. They're working 24/7 and their teams has to grow. And sometimes they have to hire consultants to lock, you know, people out. So that's the reason why subscription model works for them. But God, it's super important.
Yeah,
and big ups to talking to Giorgio, man. That was one of my favorite softwares in the world. I thought that was going to be your pick.
Yeah. Patrice, have you got a cool thing for us?
Yes, it's actually something I picked on the big show last week, but this audience is different, and I think it's worth picking again. It is the Chamberlain MyQ garage door opener, Wi-Fi garage door opener. So compatible with almost all garage door systems you might have installed if it's older than 1993. Basically, it more or less replicates your remote, so it actually works over like still a standard radio signal. What's really cool is, I mean, I actually need an extra device if you want to connect it to HomeKit or use HomeBridge. But what's really cool is I can not only like open and close my garage door for, I don't know, someone like a friend that's coming by or someone I want to let in. But I can also check the status and make sure it's closed. So, I mean, it has happened to me multiple times already that I just drove away to the office and then I was like, did I close the garage door? And I can just check and I can also close it remotely. And I think that is really important. And I get a notification if someone opens it. I mean, those remotes are not the most secure thing in the world. So I mean, I've seen people driving around just pressing their remote until the garage opens somewhere. I will get a notification if that ever happens. I mean, I have my dog here, so like, whatever. It's cheap, like relatively cheap. It's $80, $80 in the US. I'm guessing £80 as well.
Muller's bought it already, but he's then realized he doesn't have a garage.
Yeah, that's a requirement, and you need an automatic garage door already. Like, it does not provide the motor. There is, like, my Q has, or Chamberlain actually has, like, systems that have this built in. So if you don't have a motor yet, it's a manual garage door, and you want to install one, they also have that available. This one is really cool.
Thing to look at here, James, is they've got 3.5 stars on Amazon. See that?
I'm not into star rating.
That means
anymore.
They must have a 1-star review in there somewhere. But it's still Patrice's pick.
Yep.
Yeah. So you got to take heart, mate. You got to take heart. Not let these 1-star reviews get to you, pal.
I'll get through. I'll get through.
It's funny. Again, most of the 1-stars are people complaining about the subscription. It's like, that's the way software works now. Get over it.
Yeah.
I haven't subscribed to anything, so.
Right, Greeny Boy, have you got a cool thing for us?
The first one is the London Mac User Group.
Which you're now chairman of.
I haven't heard a single word from them. Can you believe it?
No.
Can you believe it? Yeah. So, that's you know, I cry myself to sleep at night.
Is there a story in there somewhere we should know about?
Okay, moving on then, Greeny, what's your second one?
And my second one is, I'm not a member of Facebook, and I didn't like Messenger, so I unsubscribed, but then had to resubscribe because it proved quite useful. So I'm using Telegram at the moment. I've only got one person on there, who's Scott.
The guy.
I know, and it got Scott on there.
Good old Scotty. British Mac Scotty.
Yeah, British Mac Scotty,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, bless him. Good work.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he's the only he's the only chap on there. And he said, how's things going? Let's get you this morning on British Tech. Did the L mug appoint you yet? So there was a connection between the two sources. So, yeah, I'm sort of, I keep on keeping on. But if anybody wants to reach me on Telegram, because I've only got one contact, which is Scott, I mean, I suppose in some ways that's enough. But on Telegram, my connection is British Mac, I suppose. So ping me an email, and that'd be nice. Because, as I say, it's a rather sad and lonely life I lead.
Okay, mate. Mm. Cool. Thanks for finishing on a high.
Yeah.
Elmug are mugs, says Muller Biker. That's a vote of confidence for you, dude. They're mugs for not having you as their chairman.
Well, I don't even want to be the chairman. I want to be...
You are?
The thing, you've tried a passive takeover, so now go for a hostile takeover, mate.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you know them as well as I do. Just probably better.
Get in
Why
there.
Didn't you bribe them with watches?
Oh, mate.
I could do.
No, then.
Yeah. I'd be in there, mate. In like a shot. Right. So
James, is this your real
I'm
pick?
Actually. Sorry.
So are you done, Greeny?
No, I was going to say, all I was going to say is I'm in London this week. I've got two interviews, which I'm excited
about. Excellent.
One on Tuesday, one on Thursday. So we'll wait and see how those are going. So what I thought I'd do is sort of hang around Elmug HQ.
They won't
with
be
placards
there,
and leaflets.
Well, they're not there until the second Tuesday of the month, is it, or second Monday of the month?
That's too far. 22nd today. Sure. I'll be sleeping on the streets for a long time.
You're going to get the job, aren't you? So that's covered. And then when you get the job, you can go to Elmwood because you'll be in London anyway. And then you can start your hostile takeover.
Hostile? Will you back me up with the hostile takeover?
Oh, mate, they've got money in the bank. They're worth robbing.
Tell them we'll send Chuck over.
Yes. Tell them they're going to get a visit from Chuck. James Rickards has, mate, this is your real pick. I fear for your mental sanity. You've picked Despicable Me, Minions, Bluetooth wireless speaker. You're on mute.
Sorry, sorry, about to go on mute because the dogs are barking. It'll blow your brains out. After the success of my R2-Day tour, I found this in our little local store, which is known as Matalan here in the UK, right. And it was £7. I'm actually blown away by the fact that this speaker in it is really rather good, and it's got an auxiliary on the back of it as well. So I picked this up for about £7 in our local TK Maxx. What a bargain! If great for the kids for the bedroom, as a top pick really. I've sold it on obviously eBay for about £18, which is it's kind of reasonable at that. But I was just blown away how good the speaker was. So there he is, a little Minion Bluetooth speaker, and obviously plug your auxiliary devices in the back as well, and rechargeable battery, so kids can obviously go around the house. But it matches my little R2-D2. Perfectly. Look at that. There you go.
Matching? Hardly matching, mate. Do you have to put the... I was just thinking, looking at the thing. I can't get away from the fact that you end up putting the charger up his arse.
it does go into his back, it must be said. But, mate, what, £7 TK Maxx, if you're going past, it's probably worth a drop in. But I know David Dean off the forums had bought the R2-D2 after me mentioned it last week. So there you go, another little hot pick there.
Okay, that explains why the speaker sounds good.
Yeah,
they do good speakers.
What does Jules think about all this? All of these R2-D2 and...
Well, you know when you watch these YouTubers and they have these lots of toys around a desk, and anybody takes a photograph of the desk, they've got these quirky toys from Disney or whatever on. You're always thinking, I'd really like some toys to play with. And look at that face. Look at that. He doesn't want that to be staring back at them across their workspace.
Do his eyes light up when you plug him in?
Sorry?
Do his eyes light up when you plug him
in? The office.
No, toys, I mean, you know, we were all brought up on toys, and things like these, R2-D2, the Minions, they're kind of classics, aren't they? They're creative classics now, and I think it's nice to surround ourselves with things that make us feel happy and good.
James, my toy collection, I have probably about $25,000 worth of collectibles over there on the shelf.
Oh, what a player.
Get some photographs. Star Wars. Yeah. It's incredible.
What a surprise. Muller's calling me a sad git already. But there you go. I don't care. They make me happy.
Excellent. Thank you,
Phyllis. Thank you.
Doc, where can we get a hold of you?
Playing with James's toys.
Yay!
Find me all over the internet at DOC. R-O-C-K, sending a message to feedback@apple.com. Tell them to bring back the iPod Touch.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, where would you be, mate?
I'm over at textexpander.com and smilesoftware.com. And I'm also on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Jay Gamut both places. And well, it's always great to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, don't ask about Jeff's toy collection, says Deepa.
I'll draw you a picture.
Chuck, where would you be, buddy?
Find me at macvoices.com. And I'm on Twitter as @ChuckJoiner. Thanks for having me as always.
Oh, mate, excellent. Patrice, you, where would you be?
As always, every week here on The Mac Show and everything I do on thepatrice.com.
Excellent, pal. Greeny, where would you be, mate?
BritishMac.com.
You've got it working now.
It took a while. I'll tell you what.
Is it a progressive web app?
Because if it is, you're a week late.
Ewan, what timestamp is it?
On where?
On right now.
The time is 17:35
No, the timestamp on the recording.
Oh, don't swear! Don't swear, please. I haven't got a week. I've got time this weekend.
No. Oh, okay.
No.
well, at least that was. Anyway,
Patrice, go forth, and Greeny's got something for you to do when you get there.
Okay.
Mr. Rickards, where are you, buddy?
Not at all.
You can find me on Twitter. I tweet about my life probably every hour, every day. It's at James Rickards. That's R-I-C-K-A-R-D-S. Anything I'm doing, it will always be on there. Thank you.
Now then, as you know, Apple have got an event on Monday night. We will be covering it live. James Forrester will be here in the studio with me. Any of you boys want to join us?
I have a party guest around, so it won't be me.
Any of you guys
I
come
will
in?
Be Sorry. Lucky if I can even watch it.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
Might be just me and James Forrester shooting the breeze here. But yeah, we'll do a live coverage of the keynote. It's 6 p.m. To 7 p.m., I guess, 7:30.
Wait a moment, old chap. I'll be there.
You'll be there. Great, mate. So that's three of us then. We're all sorted. We can only have four because we need to keep one line free for the keynote that we can talk about.
Oh, well, kick me off and find somebody better.
No, mate.
Somebody
You've backseated the chair. It's yours, pal. But you're in London, aren't you?
No, I don't go till Tuesday.
All right, okay. So there you go. Monday night we'll be doing that, and then Tuesday I'm in London. I'm going on the train on Tuesday to London. But we'll be doing a live keynote coverage, and we'll get people in to watch. Don't worry, it'll be good. So see you all next week. Mind you, Ranking, you can get me at @YewanRanking on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech. We'll be back again next week with the Mac Show. No big show tonight. I'm going to take a break because we've had a couple of people drop out. But we'll see you all next week as normal on Friday, and we'll see you on Monday night for the keynote coverage. Have a great weekend and really enjoy yourself. Thanks ever so much for listening.